You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. I woke up this morning and got myself a gun. Mama always said I'd be the chosen one. Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
August the 4th, 2022. We are live streaming at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in one word, Larry Connors, USA. It'll take you to our page. You'll see previous rumbles. You can also see where to push to join us in studio live. I see a lot of you tend to watch it later because you can't watch right now. We appreciate either way. You can subscribe. We will send it to you for free. Same thing with our podcast. Always post it, Larry Connors, USA, larryconnorsusa.com. So simple branding, easy for you to subscribe, cost you nothing, and we do not sell your information to anyone. So the U.S. Department of State, again, pointing out this worldwide caution notice because of the death of Al-Zawahiri the other day by the drone attack. The State Department updating its worldwide caution notice for the first time since January 15th, 2019. That should show and give you a good indication of how serious this could be. They are warning clearly there's anti-American violence in planning by numerous terrorist organizations in multiple regions, everything from suicide operations, assassinations, kidnappings, hijackings, and bombings. If you're traveling abroad, you need to be aware. If you're even in the U.S. of A. right now, you need to be aware. Because who knows how many of these jihadists are now in this nation and continue to come across our open border. But despite this ruling, this statement from the State Department, the Director of Homeland Security is still continuing an open border policy. These folks are not that vetted when they come across the border. We've already caught 50 that were on a terrorist no-fly list. Those are the ones we've caught. No telling how many got through. China firing ballistic missiles all around Taiwan today after Pelosi had left. Some heading to the east of Taiwan, which means they did fly over that island. And in fact, according to Japan, of the 9 missiles it detected, 4 did fly over Taiwan's main island. And if anything happened to be in the area, it got destroyed. The Chinese say these were precision launches. We knew exactly what we were doing. And that is more than just saber rattling, showing you some might to keep in mind. Then there are different reports coming out, the latest from Fox News saying it's an exclusive to them, that 2 former senior officials telling them that there could be a military invasion of Taiwan, an amphibious assault within the next 18 months while Biden's still in office, because they don't really fear Biden or anybody around him. And to that extent, Senator Marshall Blackburn, Republican, Tennessee, saying that Biden has blurred foreign policy, emboldened China against Taiwan. She said it's very dangerous, his weakness and his administration is causing issues, foreign policy issues. And when you blur those lines, it becomes very difficult if your allies are going to stand with you, and it puts you and your country in danger. Well, you heard on the network news, a judge in Russia convicted American basketball star Brittany Griner of drug possession and smuggling, sentenced her to 9 years in prison. And, of course, their response is, well, it was an incidental little thing. Like if I go on board a plane and I have a gun with me, it's just incidental. I shouldn't be jailed. She went to a foreign country carrying contraband in. And, of course, the White House made a big statement about we would get her out, and they're still working on it. They did not mention Paul Whelan, the white guy. The only reason that Paul Whelan is going to get released if it happens is because they can't just bring Griner out. They got to act like, oh, no, we're doing it for any American wrongfully detained. And Whelan was been charged with espionage. He was a contractor previous time in the Marines. Florida Governor DeSantis taking action against woke prosecutors who think they're above the law. We're going to get into that in this next segment. And in the meantime, I'm going to give you some details that in California, they're now allowing expansion of safe drug use sites in major cities. How are you going to combat drug use if you're going to provide safe drug sites? Oh, don't bother trying to find any common sense answer.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
When you flagrantly violate your oath of office, when you make yourself above the law, you have violated your duty, you have neglected your duty, and you are displaying a lack of competence to be able to perform those duties. And so today we are suspending State Attorney Andrew Warren, effective immediately.
And they love it in Tampa, Florida. That is the district that Anthony Warren served as a judge. That was Governor Ron DeSantis saying, we're not going to allow this woke culture and the George Soros appointed and nominated and anointed woke culture prosecutors to gain a foothold in our state. If they get elected and then they try to carry out some of these things, we will shut them down. So what he did today was decide, based on everything they had been watching and finding some of the issues that were existing in Florida, both on crime and also pushback on some areas of what the state of Florida and the governor and the majority of Floridians want, it all came back down to the district, the 13th Judicial District, in Hillsborough County with State Attorney Andrew Warren. Now, here's DeSantis listing a little bit, just a little bit, of what Warren did.
The prosecutor, state attorney for this judicial circuit, Andrew Warren, has put himself publicly above the law. In June of 2021, he signed a letter saying that he would not enforce any prohibitions on sex change operations for minors. He said, it doesn't matter what the legislature does in the state of Florida, he's going to exercise a veto over that. He's also instituted policies of, quote, presumptive non-enforcement. And this involves an array of different things, and you'll probably hear Sheriff Cronister and some of the other law enforcement officers talk about it. But that is not consistent with the role of a prosecutor. And then most recently, after the Dobbs decision was rendered by the U.S. Supreme Court, he signed a letter saying he would not enforce any laws relating to protecting the right to life in the state of Florida. And mind you, we have had prohibition on third trimester abortions for a long time. We've had prohibitions on partial birth abortions for a long time. And then most recently, the legislature enacted and I signed protections for unborn babies at 3.5 months. And when they are aborted, it's typically done through a dismemberment procedure, which is really inhumane. Nevertheless, that is what the legislature has enacted, and it's not for him to put himself above that and say that he is not going to enforce the laws.
Bring up the parade, bring a brass band and everything else with it. The woke culture has a new clown to put at the head of the parade. That would be the guy just being fired. Warren, prosecutor, state attorney Warren, in the Tampa area. Oh, they're going to look up on him as a hero. Believe me. He dared stand up and say, I'm not going to enforce any abortion law despite the Roe v. Wade decision. I read in the last hour a statement from you from the White House press spokeswoman who said the court decision on Roe v. Wade was unconstitutional, as if she could even spell the word. And, of course, the left has no problem of saying the Supreme Court's making the right decision if they accepted Obamacare and said it's not really a bill regarding appropriations, so therefore it can stand, which Justice Roberts sold out at that point. That was, I know exactly when it was, because just days before that case went to the Supreme Court, Obama had said, I'm sure the High Court would do the right thing on my Obamacare bill. And in fact, that was one of the questions I raised with him at the White House in that interview. The last time I'll be in the White House, and certainly that interview and that question immediately caused a lot of repercussions, especially on a personal level. But beyond that, and all I did was ask her, you're trying to use a bully pulpit of the White House to tell these Supreme Court justices what to do. I knew what his answer was going to be, but I'm asking the question and let him make his answer, which he said, well, of course not, I can't do that. But the left does think it can control the Supreme Court. The left thinks it can control you. It controls your children. In fact, they are your children when they're in school. Joe Biden said so. Those teachers, when those kids are there, they're your kids. Now, I know what he was trying to say, but there have been too many little innuendos and things dropped around our children, like transsexual bombs and critical race theory bombs, that you can't just let something like that go by without challenging it. But in this case, we had DeSantis pointing out and dropping Warren. He said, it's about ensuring our loved ones are safe. It's about victims and their voices. There are not Republican and Democrat victims, just victims. They matter. They should be heard. He said, over the last several years, State Attorney Warren has acted as an adjudicator of all, as some type of supreme authority by reducing charges, dropping cases, single-handedly determining what crimes will be legal or illegal in our country. He said, ask yourself, aren't these decisions for the courts or a jury of your peers? That is what DeSantis was saying about this Soros-backed prosecutor that he today suspended. That's in Florida. Now, jump to New York State. And in New York City, the mayor, Eric Adams, former police officer, he's seeing what's happening with these bail reform laws. Listen to his thoughts.
Our criminal justice system is insane.
Mayor Eric Adams not holding back on his strong criticism of the state's bail laws, saying that it's failing to keep recidivists in pretrial detention.
It is dangerous, it is harmful, and it's destroying the fabric of our city.
The mayor and police commissioner have repeatedly called for state lawmakers to add a clause to New York's bail laws that would allow a judge to determine a defendant's dangerousness when setting bail. But this so-called dangerousness clause has been a non-starter for state lawmakers who have refused to take up the measure.
This is not an attack on righteous reforms. This is an attack on those who are exploiting the reforms.
That's exactly what they're doing. And they know they are. And some of the stats given out by New York City in that news conference and events surrounding it, that 8 to 10 guys have a total of 485 criminal charges against them, and they're still on the streets. And all Mayor Adams is asking for, and he was a police officer prior to becoming mayor, and his police commissioner asking, state legislature, you need to tell these judges you have discretion. You don't just simply have to follow a no bail, low bail, no jail reform. And the point being, just as what we're seeing in Florida right now with DeSantis and Judge Andrew Warren pointing out that you might see things like this happening in New York City and San Fran and other blue cities and blue states, but in Florida, we follow the LAW law.
We are not going to allow this pathogen that's been around the country of ignoring the law. We are not going to let that get a foothold here in the state of Florida. We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced and that no individual prosecutor puts himself above the law. And I can tell you the states and the localities that have allowed this to happen, they are ruining the day.
They certainly will, because it's going to come back to bite them in the arse. People are leaving California and New York City and areas like that and San Francisco because crime is rampant. And if all it is that the police arrest somebody, and before they're even through booking them, they're out the back door of the jail free to start all over again. Or in San Francisco, if you don't take merchandise valued at more than $1,000, and there'll be no prosecution. There was a picture the other day of a guy in one of these cities going in with a bag, grabbing stuff off the shelves, throwing it in his bag, and somebody following him around, an employee, I think it might have been at a Target store, I can't recall, and the guy is wearing an ankle bracelet. He's already on parole with an ankle bracelet on so they can find him when they need him for trial, and now he's out looting a store. When you go into some of these stores now, do you not find, you can't even get batteries. The other day I needed some AAA batteries. They all have a little lock on them. I got to wait for a clerk to come over to undo it. Now, I noted probably almost 6-plus years ago, I was going to buy a thing of Tide. And it had a lock attached to it that if I'd walked through the door, it would have sounded an alarm. Oh, I could pick up the Tide and then had someone had to unlock it from the shelf. But if I wanted an energy drink now of a particular brand, they're behind lock and key. There used to be a time in this country that's where everything was back behind the counter. And then we began to put more things on the shelves, make it easier for the customers and the businesses, and everybody liked it. And yeah, there was probably some theft going on, but not widespread. But the bigger deal now is not just the theft going on, but there's no punishment. There's no consequence. You get caught, big deal. Well, let's tally it up in San Francisco. Let me see. This. Oh, you know what? You have less than $1,000 here. No big deal. Go ahead and go. How do you think companies are going to stay afloat like that? Who's going to end up paying for such theft cost? How many employees want to continue working at such a place? Because who knows when it might turn violent? And why should they risk anything to try to stop someone from going out of the store with it? Because if they get hurt, the companies, what are they going to do about it? And then when some of those places close up in some of these minority neighborhoods, you hear the cry, We don't have a store like you have over there. We need them in here. That's exactly what happened. If you want to look into the St. Louis area and Ferguson, when the rioting and looting and arson started, torching stations, stores, they left. They left. They did not return. They're not going to. Even the black-owned businesses had signs up, black-owned, please don't touch us. But again, back to Florida, Governor DeSantis says what we're after here is a law and order, and with that comes justice.
Those who say this represents social justice, look at San Francisco. They had to recall this prosecutor who was put in, funded by people like George Soros, saying he's not going to prosecute. They did the recall election. He was recalled, even in a very liberal jurisdiction. But the places that voted to keep him were the affluent communities who are not bearing the brunt of the policies. The places that voted to recall him were the working class communities because they bear the burden of ignorance and refusal to enforce the law.
And that's a fact, Jack. And with Congresswoman Cori Bush being reelected, she was the one who spent $70,000 plus on her personal private security while trying to take guns away from the American citizens and defunding police. And when questioned about it, she said, what do you want? You want to see me killed? You want to see me killed? I'm a black woman. You want to see me killed? Is that what you want? In other words, I'm more important than anyone else, and I should have. And those who reelected her, you got her again. Good luck with that. When we come back, I want to go back to New York City. I want you to hear from the New York City Mayor Adams, former cop, again talking about, in all of this discussion, in quote, doing right by the criminals, somebody's being ignored.
Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Keep saying this over and over again. No one is talking about the victims. No one is talking about the victims. All we hear is how do we ensure those who commit crimes get justice? How do we ensure those who are the victims of crime get justice? Can we have that conversation? When it comes to violent repeat offenders or offenders who have multiple serious arrests, we have a situation that is almost unsustainable. This is unsustainable as a city. And that makes us less safe. It also undermines the morale of our communities and the police department that's sworn to protect them. And I know about proper policing because I fought for proper policing as a police officer and a member of 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement. We could have safety and justice. They go together.
But those words from the New York City Mayor, Eric Adams, former cop himself, don't ring true with the woke crowd, the ones that call for defunding police. They don't want any cops. In fact, if a cop comes into a shop, people, oh my, some of them, you know, I'm frightened that he has to leave. I'm worried about his gun. And in some cases, businesses have told the officer, you have to leave. Good luck for that business next time they call for police because they got somebody in there robbing them or killing their customers. Good luck for that. The cops are going to show up. They're going to do their job. They're not going to hold back and let someone get hurt. But who wants to be a cop nowadays? I told you over this last few days we've had two different officers killed. One, 25 years old, 4 years in the military, comes back, wants to serve in his community, 11 months on the JOB doing a routine traffic stop, and there is no such thing as a routine traffic stop. The guy comes out of the car with his gun already out and opens fire on the officer, kills him. Then another officer was doing what we were told we would have social workers do. You got a child, a boy or a girl that comes out of college with a social degree of some type. Maybe they would hire them and send them to different homes of the mentally ill and present them with a summons that, you know, you need to show up for the mental health evaluation next week. Here's a notice. A cop got killed the other day, and that's all he was doing. Wasn't going to arrest, take anybody in custody, just going to serve the notice. You've been served. They expect you to be in court. And he got shot and killed. And George Soros, in a Wall Street Journal editorial published over the weekend, last weekend, said some politicians and pundits had tried to blame recent spikes in crime on the policies of reform-minded prosecutors. He said the research I've seen says otherwise. Well, you're not reading the research. You're looking for what you want in it. He goes on to say the most rigorous academic study analyzing data across 35 jurisdictions shows no connection between the election of reform-minded prosecutors and local crime rates. Do you want to go tell that to Eric Adams you just heard, the New York City mayor? Did they make him one of those jurisdictions? Because he's acknowledged that we can have both, but we can't just have no one standing up for the victim. George Soros insisting that our goal is not defunding police, but restoring trust between police and the policed. No, you're creating more distrust, and you're telling the criminal element, as you again heard the New York City Mayor Adams say in the previous sound bites, they're abusing the system, they know how it works, and they use it to their ability. So Democrats in California state legislature this week passed an expansion of safe drug use sites in major cities, despite a well-publicized failure of one in San Francisco's Tenderloin District in recent months. Now, in San Francisco, if you recall, last month, the Chelsea Bodine had been recalled because of all the drugs. He was giving dealers free passes to flood the streets with fentanyl. That's according to the district attorney who replaced him. She said, I met with the residents and business owners, heard their concerns. I'm committed. We're not going to use open-air drug markets. We're going to clear the streets so people can go about their lives without being scared, without thinking, this is normal? Under George Soros and the woke culture, yeah, it would be normal. I would ask what kind of community you want to live in. I know what you want to live in, but the problem is some of these communities you will not be able to live in, nor your family. If you are there, I pray you get out alive. And I also, again, like to see a lot of these criminals dumped in the yards of the highly elite, see what they think about it. Coming up, do we have a prisoner swap or not?
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, so today a judge in Russia convicted American basketball star WNBA Brittany Griner of drug possession and smuggling, sentenced her to 9 years in prison, and immediately President Biden had to issue a statement referring to Griner as, quote, wrongfully detained. That's a designation that made Russian officials bristle and get upset. But he said, and I'm quoting, today, American citizen Brittany Griner received a prison sentence that is one more reminder of what the world already knew. Russia is wrongfully detaining Brittany. It's unacceptable, and I call on Russia to release her immediately so she can be with her wife, loved ones, friends, and teammates. Now, he had no reason he had to mention Paul Whelan, an American imprisoned in Russia for 6 years. She's been there now maybe 6 months. He didn't have to because the case before the judge involved only her. But I told you the other day, and I'll push it and push it and push it, the only reason Whelan might get out is because the administration does not dare simply go after the release of Griner. Yes, the same Griner who said, I will not go out on the court of any game if they're playing the national anthem. And yet she wrote this heartbreaking letter to President Biden for July 4 saying, normally I'd be home celebrating with my family. My dad was a Vietnam vet. I thank him, by the way, for his service. I don't know if he's alive or what his position is on his daughter as far as what her attitude had been toward our flag and our country. But she, like many of the leftists, think this is a systemically racist country. And this country takes away your rights. And now she's in a jail in Russia where they do take away your rights. And if she had been seized in a Muslim country that enforces jihad and strict Muslim religion, she would be stoned to death because she's also a lesbian. I'm not knocking her for that. That's her choice. It was her choice to go to Russia to participate in a basketball game. And I hear people say, well, she had to. She can't earn enough money in the WNBA. Well, why is that? Is that because there's not enough of a crowd that cares about the WNBA? I'd say yes. Maybe there's more money in cornhole tossing. It's on TV all the time now. Got to fill the space with something. I don't know what they're getting paid. Maybe you could have stayed here and tried that. You can hit a hoop from several yards. Surely you could throw a cornhole bag. And then she went in knowingly carrying an illegal substance. Later claim was an incidental, a small amount. It was not intended. I mean, I made a mistake. We all make mistakes. If I go through the TSA and I forgot that I had, and I've done something similar, not with a gun, but with a knife, because as a pilot, I would always have a knife in my flight bag with me. I'd take the gun out. I'd have that with me, too. But as a pilot, if I'm flying a plane, then I'm going to have everything in case we have a crash and I need the knife to cut loose or defend myself or help someone. Same thing with a gun. Well, I'd take the gun out, but I'd go to board a commercial flight and they'd find the knife in there. Oh, yeah, it's mine. I forgot. Well, you can step out of the line, go over there and mail it to yourself, or we'll just take it. I don't have time to mail. I guess I'll just let you have it. It was incidental. I didn't get jailed. You wouldn't either, so it wasn't just because it was Larry Connors. The bottom line is Russia would not give me that allowance if I went into their country carrying something like that. She has been in jail maybe 6 months, and I think that's a stretch by saying it that long. Paul Whelan has been in prison 6 years. Served in the Marines, was over there on a contractor's job, and got picked up on charges of espionage. Another Marine got released under the Biden administration. He had been held for 985 days. ABC News did an extensive interview with him. I was trying to find a place where I could lift some of the sound bites, but apparently it's all embargoed still. But they point out, I'm reading an article written about it, that when the war in Ukraine broke out, Trevor Reed said he believed it meant he likely would never come home. And here they make, they say the American former Marine, there you go. See, they have no idea. There is no former Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. But they write, the American former Marine, by that time had been in prison in Russia for nearly 3 years, held hostage after being convicted on trumped-up charges. 985 days, held in a series of Russian prisons, thrown into isolation cells as small as a closet, 23 hours a day, placed in a psychiatric ward, sent to a forced labor camp he described as looking and feeling like something out of medieval times. Now, to our knowledge, Griner has not had any of that up to this time. She might now. She might not. I mean, they can just simply put her in a normal cell and it's cramped for her because of her height. I'll guarantee you there's no cot they've got over there. Ain't betting that where she can stretch out and sleep like she normally would. My heart's not breaking for Griner, but at the same time, I don't want an American held in a Russian prison. But she put herself there by her actions. And if she had any real care and concern about this nation and had not disrespected our flag and our national anthem and joining the leftist woke crowd saying basically this is a racist nation, well, then maybe I might have a little bit of more sympathy. But I also have to have sympathy because Paul Whelan's not going to get out unless Griner gets out. The deal is we're going to give the Russians an arms dealer that took years to track down and capture with our government chasing him everywhere. And he's responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths because of the weapons he sold. He finally got caught and he's in a U.S. prison serving a 25-year sentence. I think been there 10-plus years. Trevor Reed, the Marine, who was out of the Marines at that time, was in Russia seeing a girlfriend. He was majoring in international security studies, arrested in Moscow in summer 2019. He was 175 pounds in good health. When he got out, his weight had dropped 131 pounds, ill, coughing up blood, feared he had TB. His mother said he looked terrible, really thin, dark circles under his eyes. 30 years old now from Texas. It all began, as I say, in 2019. He was in Russia visiting a Russian girlfriend, a recent law graduate. And he had been studying Russian, coming to the end of his time in the country, had a party with one of his girlfriend's friends that night. And they all did vodka shots, and he got a little overserved, as they would say. On the drive home, he became unmanageable, according to the girlfriend. He jumped out of the car. She couldn't get him back in. Fearing for his safety, she called some friends. They called police to take him to the drunk tank to sober up. That was pretty much going to be it. Two officers agreed, took him to the station for the girlfriend to pick him up. But as he waited for the girlfriend to pick him up, the next morning there was a shift change. New officers came on. And then he looked up and saw two guys that, uh-oh, that looks like Russian federal agents, and it was. He said, as I knew as soon as I saw the Federal Security Service, the FSB, I knew where this case was going. He said, all they wanted to know was about my military service. Didn't ask me at all, no question about if I'd committed crime, if I'd anything wrong. Nothing related to what I was being held for. They had quickly had a kangaroo court. They sentenced him to espionage. He said, I even asked one of the officers, why are you guys doing this? You brought me in. You know why, what was going on. And according to him, the officer looked her over his shoulder to make sure no one else could hear. And he said, we've been told to. They're not going to go to jail for you, Trevor. You're going to do the time. Except then Biden was able to work a deal and get him out. Now, here's the issue. You get him out. And we get Griner and Whelan out. What are the odds that they might grab another American on any faked-up charges? And we're not supposed to be trading for hostages or ransom. but we're doing it. Someone else will be a victim next time. Coming up, Justice Thomas has to walk away.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rundler Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rundler customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I know you certainly recall how you, your kids, your business, the schools, maybe your church, all had to be closed down because of COVID and COVID transmission. Now we have monkeypox. Monkeypox, most cases reported in the U.S. of A. than anywhere in the world. It supposedly originated from somewhere in Africa. It is spread predominantly by men having sex with other men. And the advice from the CDC and others is that be more particular about your partner. Don't be as active. In other words, control yourself and just don't have an orgy or something of that type. And the so-called bathhouses where men might go to meet men, they're not being closed. Now, wouldn't you think that would be something that should be done? A California senator, of course, out of California, said that would be creating homophobia. He said, this guidance on monkeypox and fun, as he called it. He said, we can continue to have fun while reducing risk. Closing bathhouses in the 1980s didn't reduce HIV. It was an epic blunder, pushing people into the shadows. Let's not do that same knee-jerk mistake again. Was your church closed? Your house of worship, wherever you go, your your children's school, your business, places of entertainment because of COVID. And there's been nothing shut down other than just warnings to be more careful. Go ahead and do what you want to do. You know, of course, that Justice Breyer retired. And immediately Harvard announced that they're going to bring him on board. He'll be teaching a class. Well, I guess great. He's an academic mind. That's fine. At the same time, Justice Clarence Thomas was teaching at George Washington University Law School. But you can't have free speech and First Amendment rights if you're a conservative. Protests ramped up, demanding that he be fired because of his part in Roe v. Wade overturn. George Washington University Law School, to its credit, was going to stand up and fight for him to be there, as they should. It should. And I don't see any conservatives protesting Stephen Breyer at Harvard. There are some conservatives at Harvard. But the bottom line is, it's that free speech issue again, First Amendment. It is one of the parts of our Constitution the most viable, the most important to us, and yet we have to have differences from time to time. I mean, for instance, burning a U.S. flag, that's part of your First Amendment right of expression now. In Canada, you go to jail if you burn the Canadian flag. Ila Shapiro, the director of constitutional studies at the Manhattan Institute, author of Supreme Disorder, Judicial Nominations, Politics of America's Highest Court, had been at George Washington University at one point, and he tweeted out about how Biden had restricted his selection of Supreme Court candidates by race and sex. Now, I'll remind you, Trump did the same thing. He said, I will appoint a woman to the Supreme Court. He didn't indicate what race, but he certainly indicated gender. So I'm not calling out Biden for that. But in the tweet, Shapiro, and again, this is Aya Shapiro, got a lot of flack over it. A four-month investigation took place, and the Georgetown law dean cleared him because he wasn't really an employee when he tweeted. But then he also went to the University of Chicago, California, I should say, law school, to lead a discussion, speak. Disruptors wouldn't allow it. Chanting, yelling at him. There, of course, we also had the thing that happened at Yale back in March, of where you have lawyers of both sides, left and right, coming together for a discussion of free speech, and those who were on the conservative side got heckled. They had to be canceled. And as he points out in this article they wrote as a column piece for Fox, he said, the problem is that these deans, like these that allowed this to happen, aren't radicals necessarily. Is that they are spineless cowards. Use that. Put that in your First Amendment pipe and smoke that for a while. You're cowards, spineless. And I echo those sentiments. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing with other friends. We're on the air. Back tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.